In the United States, support for the deal aimed at curbing Iran's nuclear weapons program is not surprisingly causing division pretty much along party lines. Republicans have condemned the agreement in the strongest possible terms. A former UN ambassador during the George W. Bush era, John Bolton, these days a prominent commentator on Fox News, has described it as a capitulation and America's Waterloo moment. And all 15 Republican presidential candidates have vowed to oppose this deal. But in a lengthy press conference held in the last couple of hours, the US President Barack Obama has staunchly defended the deal and called on his critics to present a better alternative.
I'm hearing a lot of talking points being repeated about this is a bad deal. This is a historically bad deal. This will threaten Israel and threaten the world and threaten the United States. There's been a lot of that. What I haven't heard is, what is your preferred alternative? If 99% of the world community and the majority of nuclear experts look at this thing and they say, this will prevent Iran from getting a nuclear bomb, and you are arguing either that it does not, or that even if it does, it's temporary, or that because they're going to get a windfall of their accounts being unfrozen, that they'll cause more problems, then you should have some alternative to present. And I haven't heard that. And the reason is because there really are only two alternatives here. Either the issue of Iran obtaining a nuclear weapon is resolved diplomatically through a negotiation, or it's resolved through force, through war. Those are the options.
That's the US President Barack Obama speaking just a short time ago. Well, while Republicans are in the main predictably opposed to this deal, there is also some level of concern within Democratic ranks. And it's at this moment still unclear how much support this deal will ultimately have in Congress. John LeBoutelier is a former New York Republican congressman and a political commentator. John, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
John, Republicans have been vocal in their opposition to this agreement. Is it Iran they don't trust, or the mechanics of this deal, or Barack Obama?
Oh, well, all of it, but not Obama so much on this one. I'm a Republican. We've never liked most of what we've heard coming out in advance of this deal. Now that the deal's out, everybody's looking at it. There are things in the deal, especially the inspections part of it, which is not good enough, and the, as you mentioned, the 15 Republican presidential candidates, but it's going to be every member of the Senate. All 55 Republicans will be against it. The real action on this bill is among the Democrats. Can 12 Democrats be gotten away from the Democrats, join with the 55 Republicans, and become 67 that you need to override a presidential veto? That's the whole cake. Can the Republicans scrounge up 12 Democrats?
Do you think they can?
Possibly, but if I had to bet right now, I'd say no, because there's 60 days to do this thing, and that gives the president 60 days to make deals with Democrats, and that means pay them off, give them projects in their states. We saw it with the Obamacare law. They made all sorts of deals with Democrats to get them to vote for the thing. Forget the Republicans. Obama can't make deals with the Republicans. He doesn't have to. He just has to get these 12 Democrats. And I think with 60 days, he will be able to pay them off enough to get enough of them. That's what I fear.
The U.S. president doesn't have to make deals with Republicans, as you say. He's not even trying. The vice president, Joe Biden, is already meeting with Democratic lawmakers in private to try and sell the agreement, but there's been no effort to engage the Republicans. Do you think that's a tactical mistake or just an acknowledgement of where things are at?
No, it's an acknowledgement of where they're at. There is no hope of getting the Republicans to support this bill. They're not going to support it. They don't like it. And forget it. So the whole action is the Democrats.
So, John LeBoutelier, they don't like it. They're not going to support it. But there we heard the president in his press conference just a little while ago saying, okay, what's your preferred alternative? Because it's negotiation or it's war. Do you accept that?
I saw it, and I didn't agree with that at all. I mean, first of all, there's negotiations that could be better negotiations. For instance, why do we accept this pathetic inspections program where the IAEA inspectors ask to go to a particular site and the Iranians have 24 days to answer that request, and then they still don't have to take the inspectors there for months?
I was speaking earlier to Joseph Sirincione from the Plowshares Foundation. He said that that's not true. He said there is 24/7 monitoring, monitors on site, and there are cameras on site. So this is an extensive monitoring regime.
No.
But if there is an element where they're not allowed in and they request to go in, then that's where there's a 24-day process. And if at the end of that, Iran still says no, that triggers some kind of penalty process.
Okay, I believe the 24/7 monitoring and electronic stuff is at the various things that are in the pipeline, at the centrifuges, at uranium plants,
yes.
All this and that. That stuff is monitored.
But yes.
The nuclear sites that are on their military bases, those are the ones that the Ayatollah made it very clear after the April Accord, I'm not letting inspections happen on those bases. And that is the point of contention. They put these secret spots on military bases for that very reason, to be able to say, oh, we're not going to let you go there. Well, we have to go there. And now they're saying you can go there, but it's going to take 24 days plus protest time, blah, 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 blah. That is insufficient. We were originally told we would have no notice spontaneous inspections, which means the IAEA says we're going to this site this morning and the Iranians have to do it. And we had all the leverage, we have all the sanctions, they're the ones who need the deal more than we do. We had the power to squeeze these guys into doing it, and we took the power off. We took our foot off the gas pedal and let them squirm out of this thing. And we will live to regret it.
It's 23 past six. Our guest is John Le Boutelier, former New York Republican congressman, these days a political commentator. You heard the president there say, too, 99% of nuclear experts say this inspection regime will stop Iran making a nuclear weapon. Why don't you believe them?
Well, I'm not sure that's true. I don't know that 99% say that. I will feel better if they do say that. I hope that's true. My instinct is I don't trust the agreement will be upheld by the Iranians. And if they're so honest, they should allow inspections. They shouldn't be afraid of inspections. They need this deal more than we do. They're the ones with the crippled economy because of the sanctions. There's no need for us to take the sanctions off. And then the other thing the president said was that I haven't heard an alternative. Well, I'll give you an alternative, which is put more sanctions on and force them to completely abandon their nuclear program. This thing doesn't abandon it.
But
for 10 years.
With respect, John, that hasn't worked for 10 years. They haven't abandoned it for 10 years. So that hasn't really worked so well.
No, they haven't abandoned it, but they've had a hard time getting anywhere with it. We could make it harder for them. In other words, they've got to make a decision. Do you want to be a nuclear power or not? If you don't want to be a nuclear power, we will help you rejoin the world community. But if you're going to do this and keep buying stuff, during this negotiation, they illegally bought nuclear equipment last month, and we're not punished for it. That indicates their mentality, which is they're dead set on getting a nuke no matter what, and I think we ought to factor that in, that there should be punitive punishment to them that isn't there.
Can I just ask you briefly and finally, as I mentioned, all 15 Republican presidential nominees have come against this deal. Several of them even saying they'll unwind it if they win office. Hillary Clinton, the Democrat front runner so far, is supporting it. Do you think this will be or could be an election issue?
Not too much, I don't think. I think by the time we get to 2016's general election, this thing's settled one way or the other. I really doubt that it'll be a big issue. I also don't think the next president can unwind it. I think once it's signed and approved by Congress, I don't think there's any provision to unwind it. All it's right. an international agreement.
John Lebutlier, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
John Lebutlier is a former New York Republican congressman and a political commentator.